Portuguese Still Life, 1915, by Robert Delaunay. Robert and Sonia Delaunay were holidaying in Spain when the First World War broke out. Robert had been exempt from military service since 1908. Knowing that he would not be called up, the couple took the decision to remain in exile. After a spell in Madrid, they settled in Portugal in 1915, where they joined the group known as Orfeu, led by Amadeu de Sousa Cardoso, 1887 to 1918. Cardoso, who was a fervent admirer of the Delaunay's work, had met them in Paris in 1913. They finally returned to Paris in 1920, marking the end of a relatively little-known but highly creative period in their respective careers. Commentators have often cited the Delaunay's so-called recall to order as a reaction to the numbing torpor of life in the little village of Villa de Conde in the Miño Valley. But this is very far from the truth. The couple were relatively uninterested in the picturesque quality of everyday village life in Portugal during this period, but fascinated by the country's brilliant light and colour, which provided them with a wide repertory of striking visual sensations. Painting the lively spectacle of the markets, Robert noted violent contrasts of patches of colour on the women's clothes, the brilliant shawls with their delicious metallic greens, the watermelons, forms, colours. Sonia wrote that, in Portugal, more than anywhere else, we were able to depart from the real and arrive quite naturally at the abstract, the essential elements, circular forms whose line does not break the rhythm of the colour. Their large house, which they shared with two other painter friends, became a veritable simultaneous community, electrifying the Portuguese art scene. This Portuguese still life is part of a cycle of paintings in which the two artists respond to each other's work, collaborate on individual canvases, and experiment with new techniques, such as the use of molten wax, resulting in a brilliant finish, visible here in places. The subject may seem far removed from Robert Delaunay's preferred motifs, capturing the essence of modern life, but the couple were both committed at this period to applying their artistic theories more widely to life in general. The dress placed in the foreground, to the right of the composition, was itself a simultaneous design by Sonia. The bright colours of the vase on the left reflect the Delaunay's use of local pottery, repainted in the colours of modern art, in their daily lives. A letter from Sonia, quoted by the art historian Pascal Rousseau, hints that this still life was perhaps conceived as part of a total art project. Writing to the Barcelona gallery owner Josep Dalmino, Sonia suggested an exhibition event presenting the couple's daily environment, including a dining room table set with a completely new, unexpected arrangement, and compositions of interior objects which might be titled The Art of Woman at Home, in which the public shows a great deal of interest.